podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome to the Snooker Scene Podcast. I'm Dave Hendon. The Crucible first round draw has just been made. So we've had Judgment Day, all the qualifying is done. Thanks, firstly, for everyone who joined the coverage. It was a pretty remarkable couple of days, really. Long days. But anyway, we got our qualifiers. We had the drama of Neil Robertson not qualifying. But let's just focus on the matches. I'm going to go through... It's literally just been made 5 minutes ago, so I'm going to go through them one by one. I haven't had any chance to obviously prepare much here. But we start on Saturday, of course. I'm going to go through it draw order, so the actual order that is in the draw. So we start on Saturday with Luca Brasel and Dave Gilbert. Now, my theory for actually most of the season has been that Luca's either going to win the match, whoever he played, is either going to win the match 10-9 or lose the match 10-9. And I think that bears out with this draw. Dave Gilbert, and there's a number of players this applies to. He's 40-plus, he's played a bunch of times at the Crucible, he's been at the one table. He's a dangerous player. There's no question about that. Now, they're all dangerous players. That's why they qualify. But this is a potential banana skin, no question. I actually thought Dave played really well against Xiao Guodong early on. He led 5-0. Started the match looking really confident. In fact, I saw him before it all began. And, you know, it's interesting to observe the players before the action starts. Some sort of chat amongst themselves. Some keep their own counsel. Dave was sat on the seat of a security guy, very quietly, just preparing himself mentally to get into the right place to go out and play. And he came out, made a big break in the first frame and looked really good from the off. Now, obviously, he'd be looking to do that again on Saturday. He actually said, he said in the interview with Rob Walker, I don't mind who I play. I just don't want to start on Saturday. I always play the first session. I think he did last year against Stuart Bingham. And sure enough, he's going to play the match that finishes first. But look, he's playing Luca Brasel. It's going to be a great occasion. He can take the game to him for sure. I wasn't going to do predictions, but I might as well. I'm going to say Gilbert's going to win. I mean, you can say anything on a podcast. These are just fun predictions. No wagering. And I'm going to say Gilbert's going to win 10-9. I think that's how we're going to start the tournament. The next one out the hat was Robert Milkins and Pang Zhengzhu. Pang won quite a hard-fought match yesterday against Chao Yupeng, 10-8. And, of course, Robert Milkins seeded 16, but hasn't had, let's be honest, the best of seasons, really. Just kept his seeding ahead of Jack Lazowski. Pang made his debut last year. They've only played once. That was in Championship League. It was a draw, actually. But, it's a tough one. Pang made his debut last year, played Ronnie O'Sullivan, and started slowly, played much better second session, actually made it a little bit difficult. And there's not much to go on, as I say, between them, but I do think a lot of these qualifiers are coming in feeling good, playing well. Robert Milkins hasn't had a match for a while, so all things considered, I'm going to just tip my head towards Pang Zhengzhu there. He's very tough player, maybe not as fluent as some, and maybe hasn't quite progressed this season after getting to the final of the WST Classic, which is a ranking event last season, but kind of like the look of him, so I'm going to just tip Pang, but another interesting one there. Then we come to Ali Carter and Stephen Maguire. I mean, my word, they've had some meetings, these two. Of course, they were on the, years ago, the Young Player of Distinction Scheme, for people who remember the WPBSA Young Player of Distinction Scheme. It was sort of to earmark young talent. And they were talented, and they went on to become top players, both as high as two in the world. First played each other 24 years ago in the 2000 Grand Prix. Lots of meetings since then. If you count every single event, and we don't actually get head-to-heads, but just for the purposes of this, it's 12-10 to Carter. But you could kind of look back at the important meetings there. And there's been a few sort of big meetings in China. I suppose, obviously, we can't ignore the semi-final they played at the Crucible back in 2012. We shouldn't. And Ali Carter won that 17-12. Maguire, I know, doesn't sort of... He's talking himself down. He's not rating the way he's playing, but we know he's tough. I think, though, Carter's had a very good season. He's been knocking on the door winning a title, obviously runner-up at the Women Open, runner-up at the Masters. So I'm going to just tip Ali Carter to win that one. Shade that one, maybe. I don't think it'll be a runaway necessarily, but anyway, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a combative match. Two players who always show you that they care. Next up, we have Sean Murphy against Liu Haishan. I think Sean was convinced he would draw CJOE, but he didn't. He drew Liu Haishan. Sean's had a quiet season. Neil Folds, of course, on this podcast has tipped him to win. He's 2-1 up on the head-to-head against Liu Haishan, and they met last in Turkey 2 years ago. He won 5-0. I do fancy Sean for this. Liu Haisheng is one of these players. I mean, he's beat O'Sullivan this season at the Women's Open, got to the semi-finals there. But he's pretty inconsistent, you know, and it's not easy to be consistent, of course, with such strength and depth on the tour. But I kind of agree with Neil. I fancy Murphy to actually do well this year. Obviously, he's got this foot injury. I think there's stuff about the BBC punditry, you know, done to death now. That's up to him what he does there. But I'm going to go with Sean on that one, Sean Murphy. Next one, the Battle of Leicester. It had to be in a way, didn't it? Mark Selby, Joe O'Connor. Joe O'Connor, the only debutant this year. There's only one who's the last player to qualify, very late. The second longest ever frame against Matt Selt to win. obviously, being a debutant is one thing. Playing Mark, who he looks up to, is another. I think that's a very tough one for Joe as a debut. They played, in all events, six times, and it's 6-0 to Selby. If you sort of filter out, you know, league events and so on, it's 3-0 to Selby. But in terms of total frames played in all events, Selby 24, O'Connor 8. It doesn't augur well against one of the finest players the Crucible's ever seen in Mark Selby. Four times the winner, runner-up last year, runner-up in the past 2007 as well. Mark Selby, I know that he's not had the best season and was sort of talking himself down at the Tour Championship, but he's had a few weeks to get over that. And I can't really see beyond him. I think if Joe O'Connor won that, and he's a tough old character, Joe. There's a lot of Selby kind of about him, actually. But I think if he won that, that would be a big upset. So I'm gonna tip Mark Selby. Next up, Karen Wilson, Dominic Dale. Well, firstly, congratulations to Dominic. He's the oldest qualifier, the oldest player there this year at 52. First player, I think, in his 50s to qualify since Steve Davis in 2010. So, you know, that's a terrific effort from Dominic. First time back in 10 years at the Crucible. Karen Wilson has had a difficult season, but he's played well. He's actually scored really heavily. I think he's actually second on the centuries behind Judd Trump. So the quality of performance has been there. He just hasn't been getting on runs in tournaments. I know the two are supposed to go together. Maybe he hasn't had a little bits of luck that you need. I know people have sort of talked him down this year, but I don't really get that. I think that he is a player who can definitely cope with the Crucible sort of atmosphere. We've seen that before. He's been in the final, after all, semi-finals. So the question really is, how will Dominic play? I know he's not, I spoke to him, he's not sort of raising expectations particularly. He doesn't, you know, he actually said he thought it was pretty miraculous that he qualified at his age, all those long matches on your feet all that time, having to concentrate. I'm sure he'll enjoy being back there. It's 6-2 to Wilson on the head-to-head. I'm going to tip Karen Wilson, but well done to Dominic Dale. Good news as well for Fergal O'Brien, who's come off the subs bench to commentate for Eurosport. Next up, I think a really interesting one, John Higgins, Jamie Jones. Of course, Jamie beat Neil Robertson. That was the big shock of the qualifiers, and just shows you, I mean, I'll say about that match, I was going to say it shows you how hard it is to get through, but I didn't think Neil Robertson played badly. I just think that it was all about his opponent. Jamie Jones never went away, took the game to him, he stood up to him, and he got the result. And I think every credit to him. There's a lot of chat about Robertson losing, but really he was beaten. And he said that himself, and I thought it was good of him to say that. John Higgins needs to win the match to keep his top 16 place. He's been there unbroken since 1995. You never know with John at the Crucible. Last year he had that unbelievable performance against Karen Wilson. He's been playing well in general. A lot of matches this season where he's played well. A lot of matches where there's just been a slight mistake or incident, and it affects him. This is a very tough one to call. I think the head-to-head is 2-2. They've had some close matches, none as big as this. Yeah, I'm gonna slightly tip Jamie Jones, but that is just a sort of hunch, really. He's nothing more than that. I think because he's beaten Robertson, you know, he's going to be so confident and so proud of himself. So I'm going to just edge Jamie Jones, but that's one of those. So, I mean, I'm not betting on them anyway, but if I was, I would leave that alone. Next, we've got Mark Allen, Robbie Williams. Mark Allen was at the draw on the BBC, which again was handled very well, as you'd expect, by Rob Walker. You know, it's a good to get snooker on the radio for sort of 10, 15 minutes like that. Mark Allen, Robbie Williams. Robbie Williams, actually the lowest ranked player, lowest or highest, however you want to put it, 45 in the world to qualify. And on paper you think, oh, that's quite a good draw for Allen, but you know, Robbie Williams has had some good wins this season, beat John Higgins at the British Open. He's much improved and he's speeded up, which I think is quite significant, actually. He's speeded up. What's interesting is, if you take out, well, the shootout is only one frame, but every match they've played has been a whitewash, one way or the other. Three for Allen, one for Williams. Most recently, Alan beat him 4-0 at the Welsh Open. Mark Allen's my tip, I think, as people know this year, so I've obviously got to tip him. It would make no sense if I didn't. So that's the top half. The bottom half, well, the sort of standout tie, and it's happened again to Judd Trump, up against Hossein Vafai. Now, last year he drew Anthony McGill, who was arguably the most dangerous qualifier, and this year, I would say Vafai, all of them, is probably, well, certainly one of the very most dangerous. Judd Trump, I sort of said when, because I know that obviously Phil Yates and Alan McManus have tipped him to win it on the podcast, he always seems to start slowly in the first round, and that means he either loses or he scrambles through. If you look at his first round wins, there aren't that many sort of comfortable ones. It seems to take him a while to get comfortable at the Crucible. In terms of playing for Fai, well, he brings his own energy and his own sort of character to events, and I think he's great value. I know that he upset people last year, but I mean, you know, we need all of that kind of carry on, really, just to bring attention to the tournament. So I kind of like Vafai. I think he's an interesting character. In terms of their head-to-head, of course, they did play in this round 2 years ago, and Trump won pretty comfortably there, 10-4. That's actually one he did win comfortably, despite me saying otherwise there. I make it 5-3 overall to Trump on the head-to-head. Tough one, I think. On the balance of how he's played this season, I think it'll be a good match, possibly the match of the round. I'm just going to edge Trump, but I would not be surprised if he lost, and I don't think it would be a big shock if he did. I don't think you can say Vafai, who you kind of feel is a top 16 player, even though obviously not officially, but he feels like one. I don't think anybody could say that, you know, him beating Trump would be on the Richter scale. It would be an upset, but not a massive one. Tom Ford is seeded for the first time in his career at the Crucible, so it's a different feeling for him. He's playing Ricky Walden. I don't think it's a bad draw for Ford, in as much as he's playing someone he's very familiar with. They've had a lot of matches down the years, know each other well. It's not sort of the uncomfortable sort of young kid coming in and taking him on. They're kind of the same age, basically. Not many sort of massive meetings to go on, but Ricky Walden again has come through in a decider, second year running. He beat Tepchara New last year 10-9, beat Mark Davis 10-9 this year. Bit of a toss of a coin for me, this, but I'm going to edge Ford just on the basis of the fact that he's had a good season, even though, obviously, it is different being seeded there, but, you know, I'm not sure what difference that would make. He's never won a match at the Crucible, so that's something. And it also applies to the next person, the next seed, Zhang An, the same situation. He's seeded for the first time, never won a match there, hasn't played there for, I think, 8 years or something like that. He's playing Jack Jones, who, of course, got to the quarterfinals last year. He was very impressive, Jack Jones, in qualifying. He was 4-2 down to Zhou Yulong. He won the last 8 frames. So, very, just seems to have the character for the World Championship. In terms of previous meetings, they played in the Welsh Open, second round. Jones won 4-1 this season. Obviously, not a lot to go on there. 2-1 overall to Jack Jones. I'm going to tip Jack Jones on the basis of what he did last year. I know Zhang An has had a brilliant season. He's been one of the standout players of the season. But I just get the feeling, you know, Jack Jones going back there will feel good and will probably play good. And, yeah, I'm just going to edge him. The next one is a fascinating match. Mark Williams, CJ Wee. Mark Williams just won the Tour Championship. CJ Wee semi-finalist last year. He was brilliant yesterday. He was 4-0 down to Pang Zhengzhou and he won 10-4. So he won 10 frames in a row, playing really good stuff. But, excuse me, of course, the challenge of playing Mark Williams is very different and very tough. And, yeah, I think this is going to be one of the probably best matches that we've seen. They've never played professionally, so there's nothing to go on there. It's a tough one, this. CJ Wee needs to play his best, I think. Mark Williams doesn't. That's the difference. Mark Williams could win any old how, basically. He can time up, he can scrap it out. And over a longer distance, there's more likely to be frames like that. So I think CJ Wee, to win, needs to play his best the whole day. He kind of did that yesterday after the bad start, so he can do it. I am just, though, going to go with experience. I'm going to go with Mark Williams. Remember, these tips are basically meaningless. It's just me giving my opinions. Everyone will have their own and will agree, disagree. It doesn't matter. We'll find out when they actually play the matches. 4 to go. Next one is a cracker. Ding Junhui, Jack Lazowski. Obviously, Jack was seeded last year. The highest ranked player to have to qualify at 17. He was very impressive in these two matches he won. He was the first player to qualify, I think, actually, on the first judgment day. Just breeze through. It's harder to breeze through at the Crucible. Ding, we know, of course, he's never won the World Championship. He's been in one final, semi-finals, but never won it. Time, say, running out, but he's becoming less of a kind of favoured player, but we know what he's capable of. This will be a great game. I mean, that's one of the great matches of the first round. I'm looking forward to it. Hope I'm commentating on it, actually. But in terms of who's going to get through, tough. Tough to call. On the head-to-head, it's 3-0 to Ding, and the overall frame's 15-3 to Ding. So there must be a kind of reason for that. Maybe just more consistent, the scorer, more reliable. But I'm going to tip Jack, actually. I'm going to go for Jack Nazowski there. I think he seems to have a good attitude. He's had a sort of difficult time, I think, away from the table this season. But he's freed a little bit from the shackles. I think he's no longer working with Peter Ebdon. I'm not saying that was a bad thing, working with him. But he's sort of his own man again. Seems to be enjoying himself again. And so, yeah, why not? I'm going to tip Jack Nazowski. Gary Wilson, Stuart Bingham. 3 matches left. This is the latest one. Of course, Gary Wilson seeded again, as he was last year. Bingham having to qualify. Was impressive. He obviously, against Stuart Carrington, 9-7 down, really fought for it. We know how much it means to Stuart. He absolutely loves it. Obviously, he's a former champion, 2015, and someone who, you know, really loves playing snooker. The only meetings I've ever had have been in the Championship League, which we don't count for the official head-to-heads because the matches are short, they're league, they just distort it. For what it's worth, in that, Bingham has won 6 out of 7, so it's 6-1 to him. I think on the balance of form and sort of probability in terms of how their seasons and recent form and sort of general play has gone, I think Gary Wilson has got to be the person to tip there. Barry Hawkins against Ryan Day. This is a meeting of real sort of stalwarts, isn't it? Ryan Day was 7-2 up against Scott Donaldson, got 9-8 up, Donaldson 9 each, and then Ryan Day won the decider. He was very relieved. He didn't do much wrong. That's the thing from 7-2 up. Scott Donaldson came out and played 5 great frames, actually, to level up. Anyway, in terms of their previous meetings, again, heavily distorted by the Championship League. In terms of all matches played, it's 19 each. And then you sort of delve back, obviously, to some of the more important meetings, some of the more important matches. And there was a big one, the final of the World Grand Prix 2017. Hawkins won 10-7. He had 5 centuries. He was superb. It would not be a big shock if Ryan Day beat him. They actually played in the World Qualifying in 2000. But the balance of power has shifted towards Hawkins. His recent form hasn't been great, but he has won a tournament this season. I know it was back in August, the European Masters, but just get the feeling. I mean, he's not won a match, obviously, for 3 years. He wasn't there last year, didn't qualify. 2 years ago, lost to Jackson Page. I get the feeling Barry Hawkins, on the day, will be more consistent. And to conclude, what a fantastic bash-up we might get here between Ronnie O'Sullivan and Jackson Page. Now, this is an interesting one. Obviously, Jackson Page, I mean, he made a beautiful century in the decider to see off whoever it was he was playing. I've forgotten now. But anyway, Nopun Sengon. He made a brilliant century there to win 10-9. I thought he showed a lot of class to do that. He's just been in the semi-finals of the World Open. I suppose, I mean, a lot of attention on Ronnie O'Sullivan, of course. The question is this a good draw for Ronnie O'Sullivan or not? I think yes and no is what I'd say to that. It is, in terms of the game will be open and that suits a scorer. But Jackson Page is a little bit like James Cahill for me, who of course beat O'Sullivan 5 years ago, 2019. A little bit fearless in his approach, the energy he creates. He will stand up to him. Jackson Page will stand up to him. I'm not saying he'll beat him, because that will be very difficult. But he will stand up to him, will take the game to him. I think this could be a lot closer than a lot of people might tell you. I think you'll hear, oh, this is a good draw for Ronnie. I'm not sure it is. He's a young, dangerous player who is rightly very confident. They've had 2 meetings before. It's 2-0 to O'Sullivan, but both very early in tournaments. This is the big time, isn't it? And, yeah, I think Ronnie will win that. I do think he'll win it, but I think it could be maybe closer than people imagine. We'll see. It's all a bit of fun. It's not fun. It's not fun for the people involved. But it's all a bit of fun in terms of predictions. So that's it. So let's just go down the draw one last time. And people will pick out their own favourite matches and their own favourite players. And I'll just go through the players I think are going to win. I'm just looking down here. I've tipped 5 qualifiers to win. So Luca Purcell, Dave Gilbert. I'm going for Gilbert. Robert Milkins against Pang Junzhu. I'm going for Pang. Ali Carter against Steve Maguire. I'm going for Carter. Sean Murphy against Liu Haishan. I'm going for Murphy. Mark Selby against Joe O'Connor. I'm going for Selby. Karen Wilson against Dominic Dale. I'm going for Wilson. John Higgins against Jamie Jones, I'm going for Jones. Mark Allen against Robbie Williams, I'm going for Allen. Judd Trump against Hossein Vafai, I'm going for Trump. Tom Ford against Ricky Walden, I'm going for Ford. Shanganda against Jack Jones, I'm going for Jones. Mark Williams against CJ Wee, I'm going for Williams. Ding Junhui against Jack Lazowski, I'm going for Lazowski. Gary Wilson against Stuart Bingham, I'm going for Wilson. Barry Hawkins against Ryan Day, I'm going for Hawkins. And Ronnie O'Sullivan against Jackson Page, I'm going for Page. We'll see, won't we? We'll see what I know, what anyone knows. The fun of sport is finding out. It's going to be a great spectacle. It's live on the BBC, Eurosport, Matchroom Live, lots of other places around the world. Where we are watching, enjoy it. The big news is, if you're listening to the Predictions podcast, Alan McManus is talking about his podcast he's going to set up. And I think that is happening. He's looked into it and it's going to be happening. So it's essentially a daily podcast Alan's going to do from the Crucible, talking about the previous day's matches, previewing the next day's. That's going to be fantastic, clearly. So enjoy that. I will be popping up as well. Don't know how regularly. Obviously, they're very long days, busy days. But I'll be popping up as well with my own thoughts on things. We'll get to emails as well at some point. So continued thanks for listening. That is the first round draw for the Crucible. Let the fun begin. And as we always say, goodbye-bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.